And there's a lot of them now that have grandchildren when they...
Well, yeah, that's true when they're 30s or something, but my mother is 61 or 2. She doesn't have grandkids yet.
Really?
She keeps saying, for my grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid if they keep on with these abortions, nobody's not going to have any grandchildren.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't it awful? Oh, to me, it's the most horrible thing I ever heard of. Mm. Just think, not giving a child an opportunity to be born after it's conceived.
Mm-hmm. Not the kid's fault.
Huh?
It's not the kid's
fault. No, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. What would a man wear when he was doing dirty work, like out in the barn or something?
Nowadays, they wear jeans. Used to, it would have been overalls.
Well, did they not have jeans then?
No.
That seems like it would
Now, a long time ago, they had... my grandmother used to make the men's... people used to have to make the men's... trousers.
Uh-huh.
And they were called jeans. They had material that was called jean material.
Oh, really?
Jeans.
That's interesting.
And they made dresses out of that stuff too, and men's pants out of it.
Oh,
I think they're coats, and it's called, I remember Grandma talking about making jeans.
Uh-huh. Was it this kind of stuff?
Now, I don't know what it was. Huh. I don't know. I think it was, a whole lot of it was had part wool in it. Because they didn't have too much cotton after the war, you know, a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
And they had an old something they call, let's see, something wool. See, I forgot what it was. I don't know what it is.
Lindsay wool.
Lindsay wool. See, I guess it was made out of linen and linen cloth, you know, thread and a wool.
I've heard of that.
And they made these jeans out of that.
Oh, but they were hot.
It's just men's pants called jeans. Uh-huh. I guess that's where they got that. Must have adopted the name from it. For now. But then most men, well, now, I don't know when they adopted the overalls. It must have been there, because I remember my grandfather used to wear pants, cotton pants, but my father always wore what they called overalls.
Huh. Looks to me like overalls would have been a lot hotter than just pants and a shirt, because you had to wear a shirt under overalls, didn't you?
Well, yes, but you didn't have to wear a belt to hold it up, and that let the cool air. Would be really cooler than your pants with a belt when you're out working.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
And then they're more comfortable, too. You didn't have to have that old belt. And,
yeah.
And they were not as... You could wear them loose. Most men preferred them loose, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they'd have... It's not very comfortable working in tight clothes.
Yeah, I can understand.
And those overalls were really good. And you know, they're coming back for men and women also.
I've seen them. I think they're cute.
And, they're pretty now, but they didn't used to be.
They probably weren't.
No, not then. I know the most embarrassed time I ever had in my life is one time I was at the doctor's office with my youngest child for some reason. And he came up after me with his old blue, with his overalls on. I thought I would die.
You might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it... This year it won't fit, but last year it... What? Perfectly.
It fit.
Okay. Say you just bought a suit, so it wouldn't be an old suit, it'd be a...
New suit.
Okay. And if you stuff a bunch of things in your pockets, it makes them stick out or...
Bulge.
Okay. And you might say the shirt isn't sanitized. I hope it won't
shrink.
Okay. The last one, the one I washed yesterday,
shrunk.
Okay. And lately it seems like everyone I've washed has
shrunken.
Okay. Have you ever done that? Put something in the washer to dry and get it out and it's thick.
Well, I find if you don't, let anything stay in the dryer too long, it doesn't shrink very much.
Mm-hmm.
But too much heat, it's going to shrink it.
Yeah, the dryer is worse than the washer, I think. Mm-hmm. The dryer is the place where most of them dry up.